Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl. On the program.
That's right. Frank Bohl joins us downtown here at the Clubhouse Experience, 1101 Walnut here in KC Mo. We're getting people signed up to win the Chris Jones autographed football. We've got Mavericks tickets, although I did give away a 4-pack of Mavericks tickets. So stay tuned for that. But you can win a get yourself a. In fact, I'll just give the next person who wants those Mavericks tickets.
There you go.
The Mavs. They've dropped the puck. They're on the ice if you're a hockey fan. Come on down. And get yourself some Mavericks tickets. We got a 4-pack for next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend for the Mavericks over at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. We're doing that. We have got pairs of tickets to Michael Franti. Jed?
Set one aside for me, please. He's one of my favorites. I've seen him many times.
And how would you describe the style of music?
I would say just good music, but a little bit of reggae flair, a little bit of hip hop. I don't know, just really fun, good atmosphere.
Yeah. He was playing, what was he playing? I was just someplace, was it whether it was the Final Four or Super Bowl or American Century? I was in Tahoe at the American Century Championships. He was playing one of their big concert events. He's going to be here at the Crossroads on Monday. In fact, I'll give the next person who wants a pair of those tickets. Pair of tickets. Come on down, 1101 Walnut, and check out the Clubhouse Experience while you're here. Come on in, ask for it, and I will give you. We got the tickets here, right? No. I'll just need a name and a number, and we'll get your tickets for you at will call. So we will do that. But come check out this place, Frank. How cool!
It's awesome.
We got to have a program night here, don't you?
Oh, we got to. We have to do this. Oh my gosh, it's great because you can play anything, which is great. You can even throw the football like you're the quarterback, and the guys are defending against the defender.
Yeah.
It
scores whether or not you completed the pass.
Completed the pass or not. Then you've got soccer trying to beat the goalie.
Right.
You've got dodgeball.
Right.
You've got baseball to throw. You know, speed. And all, and they got golf simulator. Eighty of the top golf courses in the world. In fact, I was just back there playing Bandon Dunes, which I just played this past summer with the Grozo, Grunhard, and
that's
Tom
in
Freeman.
Oregon, right?
That's in Oregon, Bandon.
All right,
Dunes,
so that's
Oregon.
What I was thinking. That's why
it
I didn't
was
want
great.
I didn't want Timmy to come because he gets to go on all these great golf trips. And then I remembered you go on those trips too.
Yeah, but I'm already here,
so we shouldn't let you or Tim come if we have a night.
I'm already here. Too late. I see. If we have a night.
Yeah, if we had. Okay. Yeah, go ahead on your own. But if we put together a program night, you don't get to come with us.
Okay, be that way.
And, okay. But then I thought, well, what the hell? You're already here. So I will say that you can come, but you know who can only attend but cannot participate?
Who?
Curtis Siebel. Because we did a bowling night, and he's been limping ever since.
That's right. You're right. He's on that bad
So
knee.
What are we going to do? Have him play dodgeball?
No.
End up in a wheelchair?
No.
That's not happening.
No.
That's not,
right. I forgot about that. Curtis is limping around in
the
knee.
Buy one, get one. Yeah, it's you. I'm not getting him hurt. He's too valuable. Buy one, get one free lunches during the week for the rest of the month. They just want you to come down and see it. And trust me, once you come here
and
check it out, they got a great, great chef here. The food is fantastic. I know the chef. That's shocking that I would know a chef.
It is unusual.
And he is fantastic. Great food, great cocktails. And, of course, the highest, greatest technology. It is just a super, super cool atmosphere. And down here, you know, they've got the fire pits outside. So it's a little chilly today, but you light the fire pits, it'll be okay. But the next couple of nights, it's going to be great.
Yep.
Come sit outside in the patio, and it goes all the way around you. It reminds me of, like, Chicago or Houston or Dallas or some of the really cool places you have out there. It is a really cool, progressive place. So I really invite you to come check it out. You're going to love it. Wines, cocktails, while playing golf at the greatest courses around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a top golf bay with all the amenities, food, drinks, cocktails, playing these incredible courses digitally with the highest tech.
It's cool.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's really cool. And yeah, it was great.
I didn't know what to expect.
I know.
I'm blown away, man. It's
yeah,
really cool.
My whole deal is, too, they've already had all kinds of people talking to them about their Christmas parties and things like that. So if you're trying to reserve a space and you are a downtown office,
yeah.
Your offices are in downtown KCMO. I mean, what a great – everybody can walk for all practical purposes. It's only a couple blocks from the Sprint Center, north of the Sprint Center. It's just – it's right on Walnut Street. It is terrific.
And I'm going to tell you what, you know, everyone – if you're not a downtowner, right, if you're like, oh, okay, well, we're our office in downtown. And everybody, you know, who doesn't come downtown on a regular basis, like, oh, where are you going to park? There's so many garages and lots and everything like that. It is easy. There's a garage like half a block down that you can go in and park.
Right.
There's all the parking over there on the, what would it be, north side of the CBE. There's plenty of parking. Just actually be a mature adult like you've lived, you know, someplace other than a pasture in your life. You can park all over the place. It is awesome. It's a really cool place.
And if you're cheap like me, okay, if you're cheap like me, you get down south of the Sprint Center and you get into those 3-hour parking spaces down there, and I just park down there and walk up. It's about 4 blocks.
And if you're coming at night, that's only till 6. So
yeah,
night,
it's only till 6.
Good.
You can find a spot and go.
Good,
yeah, it's great.
Whenever.
It's awesome, yeah. So you can find what you want, where you want, here in downtown.
Frank, the Washington Nationals are going to the World Series. It's the first time since 1933.
It's been a while.
You know, I don't know.
I remember. Remember 33.
Do you?
Yeah.
We're
just coming out of the Depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just coming out of stock market crash and stuff. Yeah, and I was already 55 or something like that.
We like to make fun of you for being old, but you're not 86.
No,
I'm not. Even you were not.
This
around.
Is, hey, I'll tell you one thing. Way before TV. 1933.
Oh, yeah.
1949 or 50 was the first TVs, or 47, 48,
yep.
Something right in that area.
This,
how about that? This is before television.
Old balls over there, we call them.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
By
the way, have you used any of the questions I gave you? Because I've been talking to folks while I was here, and I didn't hear your end of the hour, Curtis.
I have not used the one you gave me. I do have one of them ready to go, though.
Okay, then I won't bring that up. But because it was there, I was just going to go ahead and give the answer. But we haven't gotten there yet, so I won't give the answer. But Curtis has compiled a list.
This will be good.
Of how different the world was.
This will be good.
Right? You know, Lebo,
really good.
Lebo did a great list, and Todd Lebo's down here as well.
Yeah, he is.
So if
I
you want to come say hi to Frank or Todd Lebo, the greats, Frank because of his incredible Hall of Fame career, Lebo because he's the vice president of sports operations, and he's got the biggest title of anyone I've ever met in my life. Then come on down. But Lebo did a great list of everything that had happened, you know, what was going on 20 years ago when we did our 20th anniversary party. So, Curtis, similarly, that's a difficult word to
similarly.
Say.
Yeah. Need
similarly.
Yeah, you're good.
Similarly.
Quit saying it. You got it out once.
Similarly.
Don't. Press your luck.
Well, every time I say it, I feel like, am I drunk?
No, similarly.
I haven't had a Corona yet.
It's like the Wet Wiver shootout. The Wet Wiver rivalry. Wet Wiver rivalry.
I've never had a problem, but now you say it, you're probably going to mess me up. Wet Wiver rivalry.
That one kills me.
What? So let's start with what was going on in 1933, the last time a Washington, D.C. team was in the World Series. Where do we begin, Curtis?
Well, the Chicago Bears were unbeaten en route to defending their NFL title behind Bronco Nagurski and Red Grange. For then 38-year-old head coach George Halas.
Good gosh.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God.
George Halas
was already 38.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was born in 1895.
Yeah, he
was.
Died 36 years ago at 88.
It should be pointed out, he did play left field for the Yankees. It's they talk about it like he was the last guy before, but he wasn't. But he did play just before Babe Ruth took over in left field.
Yeah.
Wow. He was 38, a spry 38, running the Chicago Bears.
It's amazing.
Still memories of being the Decatur Staleys. No, that was actually the Lions.
That was the Lions, yeah.
They were the Canton Bulldogs, weren't they?
He was remembering, yeah, they were the Canton Bulldogs, I think, first. But he was certainly remembering His big win over the Dayton Triangles.
Mm-hmm. The Massillon Tigers.
I don't care that
right there because he needed buses to go.
Right, but that makes sense. Who the hell thought Triangles would be a... I suppose it's no worse than the Stanford Cardinal and it's a color.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
But the Dayton Triangles? All right. All right, what else?
The first pitch of Game 3 was thrown out by the newly elected president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
Adolf Hitler had been Chancellor of Germany for less than a year.
You know, for my money, there's nothing like a Hitler stat.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Roosevelt.
I try to
Roosevelt and
there.
Hitler, they're tied in history. Come on. Give us a Stalin. We're ready to go.
if you want to take a bit to a whole new level,
yep.
Make sure you drop a Hitler stat in there.
Always, always.
Was he really elected? I mean,
I didn't say he was elected.
Power. Yes, he was.
I said he had been chancellor. Roosevelt
was newly elected.
On Roosevelt, I did say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got that confused. Okay. Hitler might have been elected. I don't know how.
The 21st Amendment
I think he was. I think he was, too. Kind of said, all right, we're not doing these elections anymore.
Right. No, we're done.
The 21st Amendment that repealed Prohibition was still 2 months away, so we were still dry.
So we were, well, kind
sort of.
Kind of a dry world series.
In Chicago.
It's hard to describe the clubhouse experience because it's subterranean, which is really cool. But with natural light, because there's a courtyard that all the light comes in all the way around. But this strikes me as like kind of a speakeasy.
Yeah, it does.
Knock on the door, you know. Yeah, yeah.
That's a little slick.
I like it.
Hello?
Okay.
Yep.
The Golden Gate Bridge was still under construction, as was the Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Sculptors in Keystone, South Dakota were still working on Mount Rushmore.
What?
They were still... 2 years away or 3 years away from completing George Washington's face, which was the first one done.
I went to college with a guy who told me that the Romans created Mount Rushmore. Yeah, it's true. That statement was made.
Is it Coach Cheese or who's the other sculptor they're still trying to complete? Is that which one is that? I think it's in Montana. Or one or two, the other out of the face of the mountain. What's that one, Curtis?
Are you really thinking like Curtis and I?
You be quiet.
Have been or have any plans to climb a mountain anytime soon up there?
Sure.
And would be the guys to ask about this?
Yeah, I forgot who my audience was. Never mind. Okay.
To me, a 14er, Frank, is the 14 steps that from the ground level to the second level, the halfway point of the second level on our stairway. That's a 14. Couple of 14ers today. Oh, boy. Exhausted. All right. Superman did not exist.
Does he really exist today?
Right.
Ask Shane Summers. You will get a yes.
Does he actually, you mean the character?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
The character Superman.
Curtis, I was waiting for. No, I've seen him. I've seen him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Flew in.
Saw him this morning. He was in traffic behind me.
Took off. Yeah. You know who it is?
Mm.
It's Adam Teicher.
It is.
Journalist by day, Superman by night.
It was Crazy Horse, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, Crazy Horse. Okay.
Crazy Horse.
Neil, and then went on to be Neil Young's backup band.
That's it. Exactly
Batman. Batman did not exist.
Batman didn't exist? Well, no, he couldn't come along until the Batmobile.
Right, of course, which is still a few years away. Porky Pig did not exist.
No Porky Pig?
And then Porky Pig.
When did Disney create Mickey Mouse? When was that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I really don't know.
That's great. The Porky Pig.
When does Porky Pig's pants come about? Is there
he's
plans?
He still ain't gotten them.
Is there plans to get Porky Pig's
pants?
Oh,
when they find out he doesn't have any pants, they're going to make sure he puts pants on.
You know, I'm pretty sure in this world that we live in today, a fat guy with no pants would be arrested. So we might want to get some pants on Porky Pig sometime soon. There's no truth to the rumor that Curtis nor I will play Porky Pig at the company Christmas party this year.
And then, no.
Oh, what else?
The idea that houses are green and hotels are red was still a few years away because Monopoly did not exist then.
Oh, really? So no one had been stuck with Baltic yet.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sitting here. This game sucks. Sitting here with a house on Baltic paying for hotels on Park Place.
I got mine.
Game is crap.
At this point, zero had been served because McDonald's did not exist yet. They were 7 years away.
Really?
Wow. That was 1940? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and because he started in San Diego. That's right.
I got about seven
jokes. Whatever
the
heck he was.
But I'll steer clear.
Larry King did not exist yet.
What? Come on.
He was still a couple years away.
I'm not sure if you saw this. A friend texted me that there was a show on last night. I was apparently halfway into it. You know how, like, when the guide, you can only see part of the show?
Uh-huh.
So, like, if, you know, you're watching, like, The Empire Strikes Back, you can only see The Empire. You can't see Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me a photo of a show that was on last night, and it just said, Larry King's Prostate.
Oh, yes.
Because the show was Larry King's Prostate Health.
it was
like an infomercial. Something like that. And so he texted me. He goes, I'm not watching this. And it said, Larry King's Prostate.
I, too, will pass.
Too, was not checking.
In more ways than one. Well, that one, he used to sit behind home plate the Dodgers games with.
Still does. It was,
yeah, with.
Mary Hart and
Mary Hart,
Bert Sugarman.
Right. Right.
Mary Hart, college attended?
Syracuse, I'm sure.
No.
Villanova.
Nope.
Gosh.
Don't know.
Kansas?
Rock Chalk.
Really? She's a Rock Chalk. Wow. How about that?
Very nice.
At least that's what one of my high school teachers told me. So.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Arnt Helgeson.
We'll have to look that up.
There's any issues there.
Well, I had this one written, and you took the joke already.
She claimed to be a sorority sister of hers. So.
Ah. Cool. I had Frank Bowl did not exist, but you took that joke already, so we'll move on.
I was just a year or two later.
The March of Dimes did not exist.
Wow.
Social Security did not exist. It was still 4 years away.
That's interesting because here we sit some 86 years later, and everyone's telling me Social Security won't exist.
Won't exist later, yeah, when you get
it's
out.
It's funny how things come full circle, Frank. How is it? How are you enjoying it?
It's good. Really
good?
Yeah, and I hope I'm dead before they decide to put that thing away. Otherwise, I will be dead shortly.
If you could step stage left at some point and leave some for the rest of us, that'd be fantastic, Francis.
It's us guys that are living like past 65.
I know. Curtis and I are just paying in
for
that heart attack before we ever see a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Just a few more. The first drive-in theater was just 4 months old, and you probably wouldn't have seen John Wayne on that screen because he was still 6 years away from his first major motion picture role in Stagecoach.
Wow. Really?
W9XAL, an experimental TV station, began an operation in Kansas City in 1933. It was owned by Midland Radio and Television School, a training school now known as DeVry Institute.
What was the name of the station?
W9XAL.
Really had a ring to it, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. W9XAL. And the last two, gasoline.
The view of Kansas City.
The view, yeah. Of what will soon be Kansas City.
Yeah.
Gasoline was 18 cents a gallon. That is a bit more today.
18 cents?
Mm-hmm. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 62. It is today 27,000.
Oh, wow. Is that up or down?
I wish I would have gotten in.
It's down 7.
It's down. Because I would since we're not going to have any Social Security, I'd like to know.
Need that thing to be bumped up. I'm going to get up to about 45. We're going to get that thing up to about 45.
I just need the Dow to get to like 150,000, and I am
you're good.
I am ready to retire.
We're good.
It's all set. Wow.
The Dow up 65,000 today to 92,000. Wow.
That's a big jump there.
On heavy trading.
Big day.
Sell it all.
Yep. Get rid
if we
of
get that
kind of
jump,
own.
Tell my guys, sell it all. All right, Frank, real quick, what would it take for you to say that the Chiefs should sell at the trade deadline 2 weeks from yesterday?
Patrick Mahomes' injury.
but that's it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're
yeah.
right fire.
Yeah,
what
I
did they
think
lose
so.
Two
just,
in a row?
Well, they do. Then
that'd be four straight.
Four straight. Then you got to see where Eric Fisher is and everything else. And you still have time because you got Denver game and you got the Green Bay game before the deadline is over at the end of October. I think barring Patrick Mahomes' injury where he's down for the rest of the season or even 8 weeks or even 6 weeks for all practical purposes, I think maybe at that time you'd really want to go out and try to get some draft picks and, you know, get yourself some salary cap room and make some decisions on some of the guys you have, like Chris Jones, what you want to do and what you're going to do with Patrick Mahomes at that time. How bad is the injury? Okay, seriously, how bad is this injury on the kid? But barring his injury, I would say play on.
So can this team win a Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, if they get
so you're a believer right now.
Right. At the beginning of the season, we talked about this. I think at the beginning of the season, I looked down the schedule, and we're coming
off
the season.
Year. Huh? We all believe going into the year.
Yeah, right. Doesn't matter. During the season, I thought
new info now.
No. I realize that. I'm getting there. All I'm saying is, I thought, you know, 14-2. When I first, you know, I see the schedule comes out in what, April? It comes out in April, and I'm going, whoa, geez, hey, there's New England down there. That might be tough. And the rest, I know. With Patrick Mahomes, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, their offense, nobody can stop these guys. They had a terrible defense. They still got there within a play of the Super Bowl. I mean, come on. They're great. They're going to. Then we got closer and closer to the season. We started to really look at things. You had to worry about Spagnuolo changing all defense from 3-4 to 4-3. You still basically have the same people out there for all practical purposes. Then they start adding some pieces or whatever, and that Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu, and you're thinking, you know, Chris Jones is pretty good up front. Linebackers are still terrible. Corners are still terrible. But despite the fact if they can move, remember we talked, if they can move about midway, 15th or 18th or 20th on defense, they're in. We have no problem. Then all of a sudden, they started losing offensive pieces and just things that disrupted things. When you lose an Eric Fisher, that starts a domino effect on the offensive line. People start switching positions. They don't know what they're doing up there. They're not that good. The other teams coming in with their defensive front and just moving the offensive lineman out of the way, getting to Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes gets stepped on. His ankle's all messed up. Now he's got a problem.
Right.
And so there's been a domino effect ever since that started to happen. And now all of a sudden you're looking at a team, you're hoping for 11-5, okay, or 10-6, and at least that 10-6 being good enough to win the AFC West, and then let the chips fall where they may. Eric Fisher should be back by that time. We're not sure about Chris Jones' health. The rest of the way, he's taken a chance by not getting the operation that Eric Fisher went through. So that's different as well. So, you know, it's still very much up in the air, but I think if the kid can come back and they're going to get off from the Denver game, they're going to have 10 days off. Hopefully they beat Denver, have 10 days off, and then try to get him healed somehow, some way for the Green Bay game. Because from that point on, those last 10 games of the season, there is not one gimme on that schedule.
If they don't beat Denver...
If they don't
win in Denver
right.
tomorrow night,
right.
is the Packer game a must win?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Getting there, but not yet.
See, this
as long
is,
as they're still in competition for the AFC West.
And this is one where I think Billy Beane is maybe the only general manager in professional sports. Maybe I should give credit to the Sixers. For when they did, but they got bad while trying to be good. Billy Beane is one of the only guys, and maybe Derek Jeter will be heralded someday if the Marlins come out the other end, because he had some good pieces and he shipped them off and got bad in an effort to be really good in the future. Now he hasn't gotten there yet, but he's one guy I can think of. But Billy Beane's the only guy who consistently has the stones to look at a team and say it's okay, but it's not a championship caliber. I'm going to rebuild it. Now, he has not won the championship yet, so I'm not trying to say he's got the magic formula. But nobody doubts that Billy Beane can build a contender, right?
Right.
And sometimes he looks at it and says, this isn't good enough. I mean, to me, if you want to say next gen, right, everyone's looking for the next generation stats. Next gen general managing is being Billy Beane. Number one, you got to have the confidence of ownership, right, to do it. If your owner doesn't believe in you, you're going to get fired. You're not going to do it. You're going to make moves right now. But it's having the confidence to say, this isn't good enough. We're not going to get here with this. so I'm going to blow it up now. What Billy Beane does is when he's still got assets, when he's still got resources, he trades them and flips them for a chance to run at it and come back and be better in 2 or 3 years.
Right.
He's never bottomed out. He's never been the worst team. They've never picked number one. In fact, I think their highest draft pick under Billy Beane might be Kyler Murray a couple of years ago at number five, who's never going to play for him. Although I think they do retain his rights right now, but appears like he's never going to play for him. That, to me, we've seen him do it time and time again. And if you rebooted with the one thing everyone knows you got to have, the quarterback, that would be like being Billy Beane with an advantage.
Right. No one in the NFL has really tried this yet. Okay, I think Miami may be trying this year. Okay,
but they don't have the quarterback. They're doing it to get the quarterback.
Well, they're doing it for a reason.
They're doing it for Tua Tagovailoa.
To get the quarterback. And you would do it. I mean, the Chiefs would do it in order to get pieces as you move forward. And then if you're going to trade pieces off, number one, you're going to tank because you're going to go and you want to get the highest draft choice possible. Number two, you start trading off pieces. Okay, Tyreek Hills, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, basically, the whole, you know, whatever you're going to do to try to get better, get more draft choices, that's what you're going to do. How would that sit with the head coach, ownership? GM and head coach are basically the same guy for all practical purposes, okay? I think, you know, Brett and Andy are tied at the hip. So, you know, trying to do this, then you got the fans and you've got season tickets.
How fast does a team turn over? This is what I'm going to try to get at.
Pretty fast.
How fast does an NFL team turn over?
Every three years, probably.
Okay, should we go back 3 years?
Turn a lot, but people, geez, this team looks nothing like it did.
Should we go back 3 years ago?
Sure.
Okay. October 1 or November 1st of 16, I'm going to give you a depth chart. Which one do you want? Which one?
Okay, say it again.
October 1 or November 1 of 16?
Oh, no. November 1.
November 1.
Let's go out.
We'll go to November 1 of 2016.
Because we're closer to there, yeah.
So this is 3 years ago.
Right.
And this is my point about, like, if you're not sure if you're going to win, there's probably about, what are you going to guess? I haven't even looked. I just randomly picked it. How many guys do you think, when I go through the 22, 3 years ago are still playing for this team? Just give me a number. Don't try to count through it. Three? I'll say five or six.
Okay.
Say in that
I'll
range.
Say three.
You know, I mean, I totally sabotaged. I mean, I just threw it at you. So
that's fine.
I don't expect either one of us to get it right. But here we go. Here's the starting 22 for the Chiefs on November 1st of 2016. All right. One wideout's Jeremy Maclin. The other one's Chris Conley. Left tackle's Eric Fisher. One.
There's one.
Left guard's Parker Anger. Center, Mitch Morse. Right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
There
two.
You go.
Right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz.
That's three.
Tight end, Travis Kelce.
Four.
Quarterback, Alex Smith.
Nope.
Fullback, Anthony Sherman.
Jeez.
I guess we'll count him. That's
sure.
Five.
No, he will.
He's not really a starter.
No, but,
you know. Tyreek Hill was the third wideout, so either way we're going to have five. So let's call it that way. That was his rookie season. Jamal Charles was the running back. So five on offense. Defensive end, Jay Howard. Nose tackle was Dontari Poe. Right defensive end was Chris Jones, our sixth player.
Those six guys.
D. Ford, Derek Johnson, Sam Barrington, or Ramique Wilson, take your pick. Tamba Halee, D backfield, Marcus Peters, Eric Berry, Ron Parker, and Phillip Gaines.
Good Lord.
So if you're starting 22, let me look on the backups. Like I said, Tyreek Hill was there, you know, in addition. Zach Fulton, DeAnthony Thomas, good Lord, he was still there.
That!
Just never ends. Never ends.
Fair catch at the five.
Let's see, I'm trying to see, is there anybody else? Spencer Ware, Nick Foles, Demetrius Harris, Sharkhandrick West, Raheem Nunez, Roaches, Kendall Reyes, Daddy Nicholas, DJ Alexander, Frank Zombo, C.O. Moore, Daniel Sorensen. So there's like eight guys, Steven Nelson, Eric Murray, D.J. White. Dustin Colquitt was the punter. Cairo Santos was the kicker. James Winchester was the long snapper. There's like 10 guys that are still on this team 3 years later.
Yeah.
10 guys. And what is
so
a little
it
bit
turns
scary.
Over quick.
But a little bit scary if you were to say, who are the 10 that are going to be here 3 years from now?
I would go Patrick Mahomes.
They're almost the same 10.
Almost.
Which is a scary proposition.
Yeah, because then they'll be getting a lot older at that point.
That's the scary part. It means they haven't replenished with enough good young talent. We'd say Tyreek Hill. We'd say Eric Fisher. We'd say LDT, Schwartz, Kelsey, and Mahomes. None of the running backs.
I don't think Kelsey will be here in
3 years?
I don't think so.
Take him off. Five on offense. Who out of the defense you hanging your hat on? Alex Okafor, Chris Jones, Derek Nottie, Frank Clark?
Frank Clark, if they re-sign or sign him up.
Well, I mean,
he's still
under contract 3 years from now.
Right.
It's a matter of whether or not they've cut him.
He's not playing very well, yeah.
Damian Wilson, Anthony Hitchens, Charvarius Ward, Tyrann Mathieu. He's not even signed.
He's not signed.
He's this year and two more. Juan Thornhill, maybe?
Maybe,
yeah. I like Juan Thornhill to be here. Yep. Rashad Breeland, Kendall Fuller. So that's my point where it's like this, oh, God, no, we don't want to lose it. Well, you know, only 10 of these guys are going to be here in 3 years.
Yeah. Nobody wants to look that far ahead. You know what I mean?
Well, but my point is you're going to
lose. The normal fan doesn't just want to go, no, we were one play away, and all of a sudden you're telling me I got to wait 3 more years to even get close?
If the Chiefs go 10-6 and lose in the first round of the playoffs this year, if they go 9-7 and don't make the playoffs next year, did they make a mistake to not sell at the deadline this year?
Of course.
Okay.
We'll be able to look back and go, yes, okay, absolutely.
So are you predicting them to do better than that in the next 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they will.
All right. Then not selling is the right way to go.
All right.
I really want to see what happens the next 2 games.
Yeah, so do I, too.
I really want to see what happens the next
2 games. This is pretty important.
This
game is huge.
Let me be clear. If they drop the next two, I don't think they will sell, but I think they should absolutely look at it.
Think about
it. I get it. There's not much to sell. Chris Jones is the most important piece that they could sell, and now he's hurt. They may be completely handcuffed. But that's the scary part of it moving forward. We'll take a break, come back, get some Frank opinions with Frank Bowl, the godfather. Kansas City Sports is with us. The coolest place downtown is the Clubhouse Experience, 1101 Walnut. That's where we are. You can find them online at theclubhouseexperience.com. Happiest happy hour around is right here at the Clubhouse Experience. If you're anywhere around downtown, come in. I've already seen a number of guys dressed better than me. That's not hard. All right, but suits and ties and people wearing their cool kid clothes, come on down. It is a great, great spot. Thursday night, they'll have the Chiefs games playing in three of their suites, so you can check it out on the 15-foot screens as well as their giant TV on the covered terrace, which is out here, which is a great place to hang out. They'll have the fire pits going, so you have a little bit of a outdoor feel for it. It'll be fantastic. They'll be having a raffle for Chiefs tickets and gift cards as well as contests going on the back nine simulators. Where you can come play some of the most famous golf courses in the world. Great place, as Frank said, for your company outings. You got a Christmas party, you want to get everybody down here. They got one of the one on the back corner is like a double bay. It's got two different setups where you can be hitting. Get it now because they are filling up fast. Go to theclubhouseexperience.com, 1101 Walnut, right downtown. All the most famous golf courses in the world paired up with great food, cocktails, wines. It's the Clubhouse Experience, 1101 Walnut.
A new way to end your day. The program. Now from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer.
That's right.
The Nationals will try it. Who was the last team to win the World Series in their first appearance?
Oh, boy, that's interesting. Well, the Royals didn't do it. They lost an 80 to the Phillies.
All right.
14 have done it, but only 5 in the last 80 years. Obviously, you only have 7 World Series played. There's a lot of those ticked off pretty early.
Yeah, I would think so. Thanks for explaining that to me.
And then the Yankees, Cardinals, and Dodgers were in every other one for 40 years.
Last team to win it in their first – I won't ask
How about the
year.
Mets?
Because 69 Mets, that's not bad.
How about the Mets?
Nope, there have been 4 since then.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
They are one of the 14, though.
The Twins lost to the Cardinals, right, early on in Minnesota? And that would count as Washington, too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so it would go back.
Twins lost. If it was just the Twins, they lost in 65 to the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the Rays
didn't win it.
Nope, they are one of.
They tried, didn't
well,
they?
I'll give you a
Arizona Diamondbacks.
There's been one since then.
Really? One since the D-backs, and they won it in what?
01.
11? 01? Yeah, I nailed it. 11. 01.
It's close. It's within a decade.
Rockies haven't won it. Padres didn't win it. Halos?
Angels, 2002. Yeah. Four teams have tried and failed.
Back in your head,
then.
I can see it. You're going, okay, 09, 08, 07, 06.
I've always said, 04. You give me like four guesses.
You got it. Nailed it.
Dangerous.
Nailed it.
Four guesses
and a bunch of hints.
That's right. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, what we were playing for. Mm-hmm. A wonderful Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Football season's in full swing. Football and barbecue go hand in hand, whether it's Friday night lights for the high school game or a Saturday outing at the old alma mater tailgate watch party. Make sure you order ahead and pick up Joe's Kansas City Barbecue to make your football festivities perfect. They're award-winning. Famous smoked meats and delicious sides, carry out and catering available at all three Joe's locations. Just visit joeskc.com. We're at the Clubhouse Experience today, 1101 Walnut. You can find them online at theclubhouseexperience.com. This is the very latest technology on the golf simulators, all the best courses in the world. Frank spent thousands and thousands of dollars to play these courses. You can come to 1101 Walnut, playing for nothing. And keep an eye on the football game get better food.
Right. If you get tired of doing it on the big screens, you flip it to the game.
Yeah,
whatever
you flip it to the game.
Oh, it's
you got a 15-foot big screen TV.
Great. It's perfect.
Oh, it's the best.
It's
perfect good. For outings, get-togethers with family and friends. Got a great patio out front with the
fire pits
in front of you.
Keep your warm.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's down below the wind level, so you don't really get wind whistling above you. So it's great. 1101 Walnut, the Clubhouse Experience. I would book right now. If you want anything here between now and the holidays, book now.
Because they say they're getting pounded with requests. So.
Yes, it is a great, great setup. So I want to get our date in for all of us guys to come play. Here, go to theclubhouseexperience.com. Time for some Frank opinions. Curtis, where do we begin?
If you were a Nationals fan and had tickets to Game 5 of the NLCS only, would you be glad they won it last night?
I'd still be glad they won it. Get it out of the way and win it. Yes, I'll say yes.
I think the fans are going to say no.
81-19, yes.
Oh, really?
I thought it would be closer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You suck.
Did they switch the baseballs for this year's playoffs? Yes or no?
No.
I don't think they're smart enough.
Yeah, I don't either.
But people are going to say yes.
No.
53-47, yes. And we're tied.
Damn it.
What is more to blame for the state of the Chiefs' defense, talent or coaching?
Oh, it's always talent. It's always the Jimmys and Joes.
Not in the sports talk world, Frank.
I'm sorry. It's the Jimmys and Joes.
That's true if you're in the coaching. Did you hear Tim yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
He just won't give it. He's like, I don't, you can't just sit here.
That's right.
Say everybody sucks. I go, but what if everybody sucks?
He was great.
Like, that's got to be, like, okay, you can say that. I go, Tim, you say that because you're a coach. And that's how coaches think. I like to take a more scientific approach. And scientists don't eliminate any of the possible outcomes, one of which would be everybody sucks.
He's on a bandwagon.
Oh, he was mad at me. Mad at me. What was the question again?
Talent or coaching, defense.
I think they're going to say talent, but it's going to be a lot closer than Frank thinks.
Talent wins 82-18.
See, I told you. Frank thought it was going to be 99-1. Much closer
and
than
Seren took the under, as usual.
Are Chiefs fans overreacting to back-to-back losses, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Well, I mean, that's
if you're asking the fans.
Right? I mean, you're asking the people who are overreacting.
I know that.
Hey, are you overreacting over there? God, no, I'm not. No, they suck. Fire everybody. They're going to say no. They're going to say no.
51% said yes, which means the answer is really no. If you think about it.
So who won that meet?
Wait a minute.
More than half the fans think they're overreacting, which means 51% of people actually aren't overreacting. So more than half aren't.
All right, you're in that regard. The mathematics right now, okay?
If it was three to one and everyone's overreacting, then they aren't really overreacting, are they? Because three quarters of the people are like, chill.
I was told there would be no math. Looking into a mirror.
You're looking into a mirror that's got a mirror behind you, Frank. That's the problem.
Then it goes for infinity.
That's right.
Yikes.
So who the hell got the point?
That's what you're looking at.
All right, yeah.
The camera is on the TV.
Which never mind. Who won the question? Anybody win that thing?
I
think we tied. Yeah, we did. We both said the same thing.
I confused myself.
You don't win. I win.
Which team is more likely to sign Marcus Mariota in the offseason? Pats, Steelers, Redskins, Saints.
Pats, Steelers, Redskins, or Saints?
It'll be the Pats.
Having to process them all. Yeah, it's going to be the Pats.
Pats. They'll take them and then they'll trade them off for four number ones.
60% said the Redskins.
Really?
20 said the Steelers, 16 said the Pats, and only 4 said the Saints. All right, which team is more likely to sign Marcus Mariota in the offseason? Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. AFC West version.
Why is everything about Marcus Mariota?
Oh, it'll be Denver. Denver.
Chargers, Denver.
Denver.
56% said the Broncos.
He's throwing mud up against the wall, hoping something will stick.
I would love to see him come to Kansas City as the backup.
You could use somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I think
this year is showing you how scary it really is.
I'd like to see what Andy Reid could do with him. I do think the kid's got talent.
I do too.
I'd like to see him work with Andy Reid. I think he could be Alex Smith.
Will you watch the XFL? Yes or no?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm not religiously like the NFL, but I'll watch, see what it's like.
How much did you watch the other league? I can't even remember its name.
AFL?
The AFL. How much did you watch the AFL?
About zero.
Oh, but this one you're going to be all in on.
I'm all in on this one, yeah.
Shut
I want to watch the Dallas. Is it Dallas Renegades, Leba? Yeah, with the Bob Stoops prepping himself to come back to college football as Ohio State's head coach.
Because they're really struggling right now?
No, I'm just saying they come back as Ohio State's head coach. I didn't say he's going to do it this year. That guy will screw up next year. It'll be all over.
Okay. Well, he does have to. I mean, he's got to prove he can recruit.
Yes, he does.
So what was the question?
Will you watch, you ferret? Will you watch the XFL?
You ferret.
Well, we go so far down the road, I forget where we started.
It was 30 seconds. Come on. The question is, who is more likely to sign Marcus? No, sorry. Will you watch the XFL?
They'll all say yes. They're not going to, though.
Gonna try to find their next cornerbacks. And
55% say yes.
60-40, no.
Ooh, really?
Yep.
Lost that one.
Why? Aaron Murray's going to quarterback one of the teams.
Yeah, that's the Dallas team, I think. Same team.
And this one is for Nate Bucati. If you heard Border Patrol this morning, do you know what autumnal means? Yes or no?
Yes.
I think I do. But now I'm worried.
Oh, nobody's going to say no.
Why, did Nate get asked it and he didn't know what it was?
No, he said autumnal.
He used it.
And he was beaten about the head and shoulders for using a smart word.
Yeah.
A word that people
Jake
thought
yelled was at him.
Yeah.
Jake yelled at
him. It was in a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, dude, it's the word
autumn. He went to the pit of misery for using it.
It's the word autumn with two more letters on it.
Yes.
Autumnal.
Autumnal equinox.
So what's the question again?
Do you know what it means?
I'm going to say yes, I do.
Something happens in autumn.
I do, and I think other people do as well.
Frank said?
Yes.
Yes wins 52-48.
Oh, my good Lord. People actually admit they didn't know what that meant?
It just means autumn, right?
Yes, something happens in autumn.
Something found in autumn.
It's autumn-y.
Autumn-y, yes.
Autumn-ish.
Yeah. It's brown and brown. Leaves.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Red.
I got Jake, and if Steven was on that side, I got their back. Nate's a snob.
Well, we know that. Nothing to do with his language, just yeah. what he I thinks
mean,
he snob, is.
But I mean, yeah, I mean,
is yeah, it from old, the dot?
Is it an autumnal mead?
Yeah. There you go.
That's All right, it. That's it. Who wins? I won, right?
No, you didn't win.
I won big.
Tied.
Tie. Ball. Tie.
A rollover.
I'm so tired of getting pencil whipped in this game.
Well, answer Good more Lord. Questions correctly. Yes.
You First have to. Jed cheats in foosball this
Always,
afternoon.
Always, every time.
Jed wins today.
Pencil whipped.
He gets the belt.
You can't
Jed's
blame
the
refs. Can't blame the refs.
No, you can. Playing. Have you not watched the NFL?
Oh, God, they're terrible.
Yes.
The NFL refs, I've said it forever. They're terrible. We will take a break.
Get
we will
the
come
sky
down,
ref.
Find out how stupid I am on current events.
We not call it you.
What in the World, Seren. We are live at the Clubhouse Experience. Book your bay right now. Go to theclubhouseexperience.com. Play all the best courses all over the world. They've got great craft cocktails, Epicurean menu, 6 e-suites that allow you to play the top golf games, plus football, soccer, hockey, baseball, even zombie dodgeball. It is a great place to go with family, friends, bring the office out, and have some fun together. 80 different courses in high def, like Bandon Dunes to Pebble Beach. It is the most realistic golf simulator on the market. 2 full-size shuffleboard courts as well. Happiest happy hour in town is here, 3 to 7. Right now to 7, half-price apps going on at the Clubhouse Experience, 1101 Walnut.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Who was featured last night on PBS show Finding Your Roots?
Oh, geez, I don't know. President Trump.
Eric Stone Street.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Chinese School District has joined other districts in the U.S. suing what vaping company?
I don't know. E-cig. I don't know what they're called.
Juul.
Sure. Okay.
Number 3, what TV star reported to prison this week? The admissions scandal.
In a what scandal?
The admissions scandal.
Oh, geez. I don't know. John Stamos.
Felicity Huffman. Pat Sajak asked Wheel of Fortune contestant Blair Davis about himself. What did Davis say that really got the audience laughing?
I'm a big Pat Sajak fan.
Pat, I've been stuck in a loveless marriage for 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed me with my life with 3 stepkids and 1 rotten grandson.
Wow.
But then he said, I'm only kidding. The audience just lost it.
I don't think it gets him out of the jail.
It was I'm excited.
The Jazz. End of the hour question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, who was the last team to hang a loss on Houston's Garrett Cole? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.